tenía una pregunta para los candidatos y también para el general manager, ¿cómo dicen?
El general manager Michael Novick, sí.
Michael Novick, sí. Pero antes quería decir que KPSK y Pacífica tienen preceptos, tienen perjuicios anticatólicos. KPSK en Pacífica se va a anti-Catholic bias and anti-Catholic bias, and you go and acting against the mission of the Pacific mission. Una pregunta, mi pregunta es, ¿cuándo van a extender la programación en español al viernes de 8 a medianoche? When are you going to extend the Spanish programming to Fridays from May to 12?
Entonces, permíteme, señor Juan, les quiero entender bien su pregunta. ¿Usted quiere saber que cuándo van a extender lo que es el cuadro de programación en español, que es de lunes a jueves? ¿Usted está preguntando para los viernes o no?
Okay. Sí.
Okay.
De lunes a viernes.
Entonces, eso sería una pregunta dirigida al gerente general, que está Michael Novick, interino. Entonces, Michael...
Tal vez alguno de los candidatos, si tiene dentro su visión, el ampliar las horas para español, ¿no?
So entonces, we're opening up this question. Is Juan Manuel. He's a radio listener from Los Angeles, and it's open up to the candidates that are running for the local board. He wants more Spanish programming, and he wants to know what would you be doing and willing to do as a candidate to extend the Spanish programming. Right now, we only exist in very late, 8:30 to 12 midnight. And according to the bylaws of Pacifica, is that the Spanish should represent the la demografía, no? The people in the area that they're servicing. So that means what is the percentage of Spanish speaking that should be represented in the hours in Spanish according to the bylaws. So that's a question if you want to take or we'll leave it up to someone we have live in the studio.
me llamo Charlie Wilkin. Yo pienso que es una buena pregunta porque hay los viernes y el domingo y sábado durante el día falta programación importante en español, pero como en la noche en sábado es un buen rato escuchar la música, pero tiene razón en pensar que los tiempos más importantes no están representando y por qué lo pregunta es una cosa que todos nosotros candidatos tenemos que considerar. Y si hay mucha gente latino que habla español, participa y poner la presión ayuda a nosotros en cambiar y poner más atención a los tiempos más importantes.
Ok, específicamente, ¿cómo usted piensa que estando en la mesa local usted podría ayudar para que se extienda?
Yo tengo la misma observación que necesita más programación en español, pero también a mí me gusta el hecho que tenemos programas como Village, Global Village, que tiene mucha discusión entre gente que habla inglés y español. Es un buen rato muchas veces comunicar culturas. Pero vamos a ver qué dice otro candidato.
Ya, seguro. Ahora nosotros...
¿Usted tiene algo que agregar, Magdalena?
Nosotros ya estamos finalizando con nuestra programación. Radio Maíz está despidiendo. Muchas gracias. Vamos a ir enseguida. Vamos a dar la batuta a Brenda Martínez, que es de Perspectivas, para que continúe con los candidatos. Muchísimas gracias. Gracias por acompañarnos y, por favor, donen.
Vamos a seguir acompañando a Brenda Benavides. Ok, entonces parece que ya hemos acabado con Radio Maíz. Les damos las gracias, pero queremos que sigan todos los candidatos. We want all the candidates to continue. Stay tuned because Brenda is going to continue. Brenda Martinez with Perspectiva de las Américas. And everyone will have an opportunity to respond to the question from Juan, que acaba de Juan Martinez. Okay, so thank you very much and thank you for supporting
KPFK.
Thank you, Mike. Michael Novick, thank you for our guest we had in studio, Charlie Wilkin, for, you know, making the drive and being out here live with us. So thank you very much and keep on supporting Radio Maíz. We're not going anywhere. We're in transition, staying live in a studio, just regular radio, but we are also with podcasts and we have everything just on social media with our website and everything. So thank you very much.
Gracias. Y vamos a seguir una hora más de este discurso entre los candidatos y cuando Brenda llegue aquí en el estudio vamos a escuchar a los otros candidatos. We're going to hear shortly from the other candidates in response to that question. We have Harvey Wasserman, Ralph Hawkins, Risto Saverio, Ace Eastwick, and Edward Fakes. We'll have a chance to answer in a minute or two. We're just making a little shift here because we're, thanks to the hospitality of the Spanish language broadcasters, they came in to host and moderate on their regular schedule. Brenda Martinez will be coming in. En unos minutos, Brenda Martinez de Perspectiva de las Américas va a entrar al estudio y ella va a moderar los demás del programa aquí con José Benavides también, ¿no?
It's really time to discover KPFK. KPFK is community radio from Southern California, powered by people like yourself for over 62 years. It's part of the completely unique Pacifica Network, and our listener sponsors are passionate. We've routinely heard them say things like,
"It is the best source of news that I know of."
The thing that distinguishes Pacifica from the rest of the media landscape is our funding model, listener sponsorship. It allows us to speak to what really matters in our listeners' lives. So why not become a part of this impassioned community? Make a pledge. With your generous continuing support, KPFK is committed to serving the vast and diverse communities of Southern California and beyond. So please, make your pledge now at kpfk.org or call 818-985-5735. Thank you.
Welcome to KPFK. My name is Jose Benavides, and here in studio with us is the host of Perspectivas.
Muy buenas noches. Tengan ustedes, es Brenda Martinez con Perspectivas. Muchísimas gracias por sintonizarnos.
And tonight we have a very special show. As you've been listening, we are hosting a candidate forum with many prospective candidates. We opened up tonight's show with a pre-recording with Stephen Meeks. Then we heard from Harvey Wasserman, Ralph Hawkins, Charlie Wilkin, and Risa Saverio, Austin Eastwick, and Edward Fakes. And we will continue this this programming and this conversation with you now. So if you want to join in the conversation, if you have any questions for our candidates or the general manager in studio, you could please do so by calling 818-985-5735. The only thing we ask of you is that if you're going to call in, please be respectful. And that's not okay. And, you know, you please be respectful. Don't insult anybody. If not, we'd have to cut you off. And now let's do this translation in Spanish with the wonderful Brenda that she totally beats me when it comes to translations.
Yeah, totally. Okay, muchísimas gracias. Muy buenas noches. Bueno, vamos a comenzar el programa. Antes que nada, queremos dejarles saber que el programa es un poquito diferente el día de hoy, porque hoy estamos hablando con varias personas que están siendo candidatos para lanzarse para la mesa local de KPFK. Entonces, vamos a hablar un poquito con... tenemos un mensaje de Steven Meeks. Vamos a hablar con Harvey Wasserman, que está en Zoom, Ralph Hawkins, Charlie Wilkins, que está aquí en los estudios el día de hoy, nos está acompañando esta noche, y Rizzo Severio, que está en la línea, Austin Eswick, Edward Fakes. Entonces, vamos a estar aquí platicando. Las preguntas van a ser en inglés y en español. No importa qué idioma hables, nosotros podemos entenderte. Así es que vamos a comenzar.
Except Russian or Chinese, I definitely can't
okay,
dominate that
we can
one.
Try. But we can try. Podemos intentar.
Intentarlo. Pero before, I want to thank Christian and Annette because they did a great job in opening up the night. Y quiero darles una gracias también a los compañeros Annette y Christian, que hicieron un fantástico trabajo.
Así es.
Súper profesionales y muchísimas gracias a ellos. So, for those of you that want to call, para aquellos que quieran llamar, aquí está el teléfono. 818-985-5735, 818-985-5735, if you want to ask a question or if you want to speak to the general manager, please do so. As you're calling, we'll be taking your calls. So far, we don't have anybody on the line.
Sí, but, pero tenemos la pregunta de Juan de Los Ángeles.
But we want to finish the question that was made by Juan de Los Ángeles. Juan, we queremos terminar con la pregunta. So for anybody else that wants to answer the question, please feel free to jump in. And the question was, if I heard correctly, when will KPFK Spanish programming be expanded? Was that the question? Did I
yes,
hear correctly?
He suggested expanding the Spanish language programming to Friday night. Right now it's Monday through Thursday,
that's
8
correct.
To midnight. He suggested expanding it to a fifth night, and want to know what the candidates for the local station board thought of that or other ideas for increasing the Spanish language on the station.
Okay, so yeah, if whoever wants to address that, go ahead, speak up. Is that Rizzo?
Rizzo,
Go ahead, Rizzo. We hear you.
Okay. Me gustaría contestar que durante el día y también un poco antes de las 8, hay programas que hablan de la cuestión latina también, como... Global Village, hay mucha música latina y Democracy Now. Estos son los programas que me acuerdo ahorita, pero estoy segura que hay otros programas que donde, aunque no hablan español, todavía están hablando de la situación política. Hablan de la música, de las artes. Entonces, aunque están hablando en inglés muchas veces, no quiere decir que no están hablando de nuestra gente y nuestros países.
Okay, vamos a traducir eso.
Thank
muchísimas
you.
Gracias. During the day... there is programming before 8 p.m., and there is a lot of people talking about the Latin community. So like Global Village, Democracy Now!, et cetera. And other programs, even though they are not, they don't speak in, they're not in Spanish, they speak about the culture, the music, the art. So ¿cuál es su pregunta específicamente?
Eva,
ella está contestando
a la pregunta.
Perdón.
Thank you so much, Rizzo, for that. Is there anybody else? How about Charlie? Sí. Ralph Hawkins or Harvey Wasserman or Austin sí. Eastwick or Edwards Fake? Would you like to answer that question?
¿Alguien más quisiera contestar a esa pregunta?
Yeah, the standard, the method that we defined for this is that each candidate would actually have a minute to respond to each question. So we can just go through the list in order. The next one up would be Austin.
I think Edward Fakes had to leave.
Okay.
All right, but Austin, I think it's actually Ace Eastwick on Zoom. Ace, do you have an answer for the question about expanding the Spanish language programming?
El método que vamos a seguir es que todos los candidatos van a tener un minuto, ¿ok? Vamos a ir por la lista.
Ralph, would you like to answer that question?
Yes. I don't speak Spanish, silly me. I studied Latin and English literature, but growing up, I was always a nerd and a little runt, so all my friends in school were minorities of one kind or another, Japanese Nisei, Mexican-American, Chinese, Vietnamese. However, I have tuned in to the late night programming, and even though I don't speak Spanish, I can fully appreciate the tempo and the professionalism that I, you know, can hear. I support the Spanish language programmers, and I've always imagined we could have some of their shows like that in the late morning or afternoon that were bilingual, and that's what I'd like to see. Expanding it to Fridays is a great idea. We have wonderful programmers, and we should experiment.
Thank you.
So, lo que estaba diciendo el candidato es que él no habla español. Desgraciadamente habla latín y estudió inglés y otros, tiene amigos que hablan otros idiomas y no habla español, pero él escucha la radio en español. Aunque él no habla español, le gusta escuchar la radio en español, pero sí dice que le gustaría ver que estos programas se expandieran a que estuvieran en las tardes, por ejemplo, en KPFK, o que se expandieran a los viernes.
O también programas bilingües.
También programas bilingües.
Thank you so much.
Muchísimas gracias.
Do we have Bella DeSoto on the line?
Well,
she was on hold.
Yeah, we should go through the other candidates.
Yes, I have been on hold for an hour.
We should hear from the other candidates first, though. That's the idea. Each candidate would have a minute to respond.
Okay.
Todavía sí, nos faltan unos cuantos candidatos para que respondan.
Okay, so Harvey Wasserman, would you like to answer that question from the listener? Do you need or do you need us to repeat it?
Sure. I would support the expansion of this Spanish language programming. I think it's a good idea. I love the fact that we're multilingual, and we should be more multilingual and include even other languages. But I would support expanding, yes, the Spanish-speaking programming till Friday night, through Friday night. Thank you.
Stand by for the translation.
Harvey dice que él apoya la programación en español y le gustaría ver que se expandiera hasta los días viernes. Él apoya el multilingüe, que muchas varias lenguajes. Él está en apoyo a esa petición.
And let's see, Austin. Austin, would you like to answer that question?
Yeah, thank you. I think we should definitely expand the Spanish language programming, that our station should be a mirror of the people who listen to it. And so increasing the diversity, bringing in more bilingual hosts, DJs, presenters, people who are fluent in both Spanish and English is really important, because it helps bolster the connection with the audience and deliver content that's actually relevant and resonates with people.
Thank you, Austin. Hold for translation.
Dice que le gustaría expandir la programación en español. Él lo ve como un espejo, es el reflejo a lo que son la gente que nos escucha, nuestros radioescuchas. Le gustaría ver más personal bilingüe, más programas en español, más DJs, más música en español. Dice que eso es lo que resuena con la comunidad.
Muy bien. Now we are going to listen to a recording by the election supervisor. But if you would like to give us a call and you would like to ask a question to any of the candidates that are here, that are on our phone lines or here at the studio, please do so by calling area code 818-985-5735. And I believe it's you press 1. So 818-985-5735, you press 1. And in the meantime, we will listen to a recording by the election supervisor. But before we do that, let's do the translation.
Okay, vamos a escuchar lo que es un mensaje pregrabado de Stephen Meeks.
We'll do that after, but first we'll do the election supervisor audio.
Okay, vamos a escuchar lo que es el supervisor. Vamos a escuchar un audio. Y si quieren hacer alguna pregunta, por favor, llamen al 818-985-5735. Nuevamente es 818-985-5735. Presionen el número 1 para hacer la pregunta. Y pues, bueno, vamos a escuchar.
Hello, listeners of KPFK. I am Renee Peñalosa. I'm the election supervisor for this year's election cycle, and I'm just going to give you a few details about this year's election. The election balloting period starts August 15th, and you can vote through September 30th, 8:59 p.m., and there are 28 candidates running, and 9 will be elected and seated to KPFK's local station board, and soon you're going to hear from a few of them. I wanted to let you know that you should expect to get an e-ballot, so in the form of an email from invitations@mail.electionbuddy.com, or you could also receive a text message. And if your email bounces back, then the backup plan is for you to receive an SMS message with a link to your e-ballot. So if you don't get an e-ballot immediately, please wait a couple of days to request one, as you could get an SMS, a text message with a link. If you do need to request a ballot, you would file a ballot request by visiting elections.pacifica.org. And if you don't have access to the internet, you can ask for a ballot by leaving a voicemail on the election hotline, which is 213-635-9363. And I would just request just to file one request, because I process all of these manually and multiple requests will just bog down the system. One other thing I wanted to go over, we use a voting system called single transferable vote or choice voting. And your ballot you'll receive will have 28 candidates, and you will have the option to rank all of the candidates in order of preference. So you'd have your first choice, your second choice, etc. You rank as many as you wish. Do not rank those that you do not want to elect. And your vote will be counted once towards just one of the candidates. For example, if your number one choice either has enough votes already to be elected or too few votes to be elected, your vote then gets transferred to your second choice, and so on and so forth. So if the same goes for your second choice, if they have the requisite amount to get elected or not enough, then your vote would count towards your third choice, so on and so forth. If you want more information, I invite you to go to the official election website. It's elections.pacifica.org. There's a voter guide which goes into the detail about the history of the elections, as well as the role of the local station board, as well as an FAQ page about single transferable voting. And I will also invite you to write to me directly at nes@pacifica.org. That's about everything I have to say.
Pues estamos aquí nuevamente de regreso. Vamos a, antes de ir a los teléfonos y abrirlos, por preguntas, queremos recordarles que pues queremos mantener un tipo de respeto cuando hagamos las preguntas, ser claros y específicos. Y bueno, vamos a abrir las líneas. Creo que tenemos a alguien en la línea. Tenemos a Bella. Tiene una pregunta para los candidatos.
Saludos a todos.
Muy buenas noches. ¿Qué tal? ¿Cómo estamos?
Sí, saludos a todos. Gracias por este venue. I want to ask, first of all, quiero decirles que tienen que anunciar ese número otra vez que René Peñasola dio, porque tenemos muchos candidatos que no tienen correo electrónico y no tienen manera de cómo votar. Ese teléfono tiene que ser dado muchas veces a través de esta de este proceso de elecciones. ¿Entienden?
Oh, perfecto. Muchísimas gracias por el recordatorio. Porque tenemos
muchas personas que no tienen correo electrónico. They need a paper ballot.
Bella,
the only way to get a paper ballot is to call that number. I have a question.
Yes, thank you. Tienes una pregunta.
Ajá. Tengo una pregunta para los candidatos.
Sigue.
Mi pregunta es, si ellos ven la necesidad de proteger en uphold, no sé cómo se traduce uphold, los estatutos, bylaws, de Pacifica Foundation Inc. Gracias.
Gracias, Bella.
Definitivamente.
Okay.
Gracias.
So, I guess, well, that was a little...
Okay, so...
I think you're better at me at translating that one.
To the candidates, the question is, if you see the need to uphold the bylaws, and so I guess that's the question. So let's start. Who wants to? Please, one at a time, raise your hand. Who wants to start?
You have to change the order.
Let's change the order. Let's start with, in studio. Since we have
We started with him before.
We started with him last time? Okay.
Let's start with Edward.
Let's do it. I think Edward Fakes is no longer online. But if Edward Fakes is online, can you answer that question, sir?
Edward left the call.
If he's not on there? Okay. Let's go to Austin Eastwick and let us know if you need us to repeat the question.
I think that there are certain aspects of our bylaws that may be worth evaluating, including if there are ways to make the process, our election process, more democratic and making, you know, expanding access to information about candidates, expanding access to candidates and the members who control KPFK. So I guess, yes, my answer is yes.
Thank you.
Bueno, Austin dice que él ve que hay aspectos en lo que son los estatutos que deben de ser evaluados para que pues funcionen más democráticamente, ¿verdad? Y también deben de ser expandidos para que tengan o para que se les dé acceso a todos los miembros. Muchísimas gracias, Austin. Thank you so much for your answer. Vamos a ir ahora con...
Same question for Rizzo.
Rizzo. Vamos con Rizzo.
Yes, I was the one who blurted out definitivamente. y claro que yo sé que Pacifica 90.7 FM ha existido por 64 años porque sirve a la comunidad y hace cosas que nosotros muchas veces no podemos hacer para nosotros. Tiene una voz pública. Entonces es muy importante que continuemos haciendo lo mismo. No queremos corporaciones cambiando lo que esta emisora hace. Entonces para mí es muchísimo importante seguir los bylaws. No sé cómo decimos el bylaws. Este es es lo que digo sobre la cuestión.
Muchas gracias, Rizzo. Gracias. Well, she said that she knows that here in Pacifica has been here for 64 years. So it does make sense that we can do it for ourselves. It is the public voice, and it is important to keep the bylaws.
Thank you so much. Can we try Ralph Hawkins?
Ralph?
Yes. The bylaws are not perfect. And in the time that I've been closely involved with the board, I see many people arguing about what the proximate cause of our downfall was, you know, going back many years, perhaps. And my observation is that there's a kind of a corruption at the national level, whether it's intentional or negligence. But in the last year that I worked with the LSB, it was obvious that the national executives, they didn't follow timely reporting requirements or give us the financial information that we needed to make decisions. And that's just heinous. I don't know what to tell you about that. But I think the executive director and others that are paid to work at that level have to fulfill their duties so that the various governance committees can make informed decisions. It's as simple as that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Muchísimas gracias. Entonces, básicamente lo que dijo Charlie.
Ralph.
Que bueno, que los estatutos simplemente no son perfectos, ¿verdad? Que él definitivamente en su tiempo cuando él estuvo en la mesa directiva vio que pues fue parte de grandes discusiones por muchos años. Definitivamente está de acuerdo que hay corrupción, que no es perfecto. Pero también dice que es importante que la gente se mantenga informado, los miembros estén informados, porque es importante hacer decisiones informadas, tomar decisiones informadas.
Thank you so much. Harvey Wasserman, would you like to answer that question?
Yes. I think the bylaws are outmoded and way too complicated and in desperate need of major revisions. We had a ballot that passed that wanted the bylaws revised, and I think we have to revise them if we're going to save Pacifica. We've had two very bad years in a downward spiral, and we need to react to the changes that are necessary to streamline Pacifica and to make it sustainable. So the bylaws really do need to be changed.
Thank you so much.
Muchísimas gracias. So, dice que los estatutos son bastante complicados y que necesitan definitivamente ser revisados. Él dice que él ve la necesidad de que en Pacífica sean revisados porque hemos tenido los últimos dos años bastante malos. Entonces, que es muy importante los estatutos.
Thank you so much. Yes, Charlie.
Ya tenemos unas reglas que se llama bylaws que tenemos y todos tienen que usarlas hasta que los cambian. Entonces, unos tal vez están trabajando mejor en esta área que otros, pero para cambiarlo tiene que tener dos grupos en acuerdo, los escuchadores y los empleadores de KPFK. Si no se están en acuerdo, no puede cambiarlo. Entonces, tiene que ser muy paciente a cambiarlos y vamos a destruirnos si luchamos con abogados y gastar mucha energía y dinero luchando cuando no tenemos nuestro propio manera. Entonces, ya tenemos y hay una manera de cambiarlos si queremos.
Charlie, would you like to say it in English?
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, we have bylaws that are, you know, they've been around a long time, and we all have to try and follow them. And if we don't like them, we can change them. And the way to change them is you have a vote with two bodies have to be in agreement. The listeners have a vote, and the employees of KPFK have a vote, and they both have to agree, just like the Congress and the Senate of the U.S. government. If they don't agree, a new law has not passed. And it's sad for me to see many people suing each other for you know, little details of why, you know, to try and reconcile all this. So we need to actually try and work together to, you know, find agreement on any changes we do make. But I think we all need to try and follow them and not bully our way out with lawyers and legal money and find a way to get on the same page and work together.
Thank you so much.
So, Bella's other question was about the phone number for people who do not have email. La otra pregunta de Bella sobre el número de teléfono para llamar al supervisor de acciones nacional. 236-635 93-63. Okay, yeah. All right, but she asked earlier about the phone number to reach the National Election Supervisor. That's 213-635-9363. 236-635-93-63. Si no tiene correo electrónico.
Sí, vamos a repetir ese número. Es para pedir su boleta para votar, por favor, vayan al llamen al 213-365-9363. Nuevamente, 213-365-9363. También para obtener información en línea, a los que puedan, es elections.pacifica.org. Para obtener la información, pedir sus boletas, todo eso es elections.pacifica.org. Ok, muchísimas gracias.
And right before we move into the closing statements, y antes de entrar a sus últimos comentarios, one of the questions that I would like to ask the candidates, if you could do it under a minute, that would be great, or as fast as possible, would be, what do you think one of the biggest challenges that is facing KPFK? What is the biggest challenge that is facing KPFK today, and what would you do to change that or to help improve the situation?
Queremos preguntarles a los candidatos que cuál es el lo que ustedes ven que es lo más el problema más grande en KPFK y cómo ayudarían ustedes a cambiarlo.
And let's start with Harvey Wasserman.
Vamos a comenzar con Harvey. Harvey, ¿nos escuchas? Are you still online?
Okay, let's move down to
Yes, I'm here.
Did you hear the question?
Yes, the biggest problem facing KPFK is programming that does not connect with our listenership. We need to have a committee and a public meeting to talk about the programming because it's out of sync with the membership and with the general community, and that's why we're having so many financial and other problems. That's why the listenership is down. We need programming that connects with the general progressive community, and right now we don't have it.
Thank you, Harvey. Stand by for translation.
Okay, bueno, esencialmente lo que dice Ralph es que la programación
Harvey, sorry.
Perdón, Harvey. tenemos tantos el día de hoy.
Sí.
Harvey Muchísimas Wasserman. Gracias, Harvey.
Lo que dice Harvey Wasserman, discúlpame, es de que uno de los problemas que él piensa que tiene KPFK es de que la programación, el contenido, pues no está conectando con la audiencia. Uh-huh. Y él cree que se debe de cambiar el contenido que no está conectando.
Pero también él menciona que se deben de tener reuniones públicas en donde se le pregunta directamente a nuestros radioescuchas o a la gente, a la comunidad, qué es lo que quieren escuchar, qué es lo que quieren en esta programación.
Thank you so much, Brenda. Ralph Hawkins, the same question.
Well, we don't know what the audience really wants because we haven't done any detailed surveys. And this idea has been around for a while. But there's always a couple of bad actors in the LSB meetings that just gum up the work so nothing gets done. But the LSB needs to understand that it sets policy and makes recommendations, but the ultimate authority is with the general manager and or a program director to work all this stuff into the grid. And we haven't had that. Most of the Pacific stations haven't had a decent cooperation between the LSBs and the management. The most serious problem we're facing is the impending sale of the studio that you're in right now. And that may be inevitable. And so that's why I'm interested in fostering younger talent, because we may be moving to some kind of bare bones operation. And they would be good candidates to pull us through that. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ralph. Lo que dice Ralph Hawkins es de que en realidad no tenemos información sobre qué es lo que la gente quiere escuchar, porque no se han hecho esas especies de estudios sobre qué es lo que la gente quiere escuchar. Y Brenda, si me apoyas con el resto.
Sí, claro. También él menciona que a pesar de que esto se ha discutido en varias ocasiones durante las mesas directivas o las juntas de la mesa directiva local, siempre ha habido como un tipo de, pues algo que los ha detenido.
En las mesas directivas.
La mesa directiva. Pero dice que al final de cuentas es el manager el que toma o puede tomar esa decisión. También él habla específicamente de un problema serio que es la venta de los estudios en donde estamos hoy. Donde estamos
transmitiendo ahorita.
Transmitiendo. Uh-huh. Y él dice que, bueno, que a pesar de que él cree que puede ser inevitable y que vamos a tener que buscar un lugar en donde pues va a estar muy limitado, él definitivamente ve que eso, que invitar a la juventud a venir a los estudios a aprender es algo que es muy importante.
Muy importante. Gracias. Charlie Wilkin.
I have to agree with Ralph that losing the studio is one of the scariest things and things that I think I would like to work on. And also the idea of attracting youth. How Ralph mentioned, and I dream of a time that we could have a concert that would attract youth, that some young person who would attract a lot of young people would be willing to do a benefit for KPFK and kind of build interest and build funds to try and help us not lose the building of KPFK.
Thank you. Gracias.
Oh, in English.
Would you like to say it
or
in
Spanish?
Your Spanish is pretty good. Would you like to do that translation in your own words?
En español, es importante para preservar este edificio que no lo perdimos. Y si podemos tal vez encontrar una persona famosa o para dar un concierto para que KPFK, tal vez puede atraer a jóvenes y interés y dinero para preservar el estudio. Pero tenemos que encontrar cualquier solución para proteger este edificio.
Thank you so much, Charlie. Now we got to move into, finally, Rizzo, Severio, and Austin Eastwick. But let's do this, if we can. Let's try to keep it under a minute, because we got to move into the closing statements. So, Rizzo, Severio?
Yes. I believe that it's very important to keep the building. I think the building guards the spirit of KPFK. And I think it's very important to maintain that spirit. But at the same time, that does not keep us from doing new programs and asking people for their input and all that. So we have to move forward and maintain some of the past.
Muchísimas gracias, Rizzo. Thank you so much. So, basically, Rizzo saying that it's very important to, es muy importante mantener el edificio porque es el espíritu de KPFK. Y dice que también, bueno, mantener al mismo tiempo lo que es los nuevos programas y hablar con la gente y escuchar lo que la gente quiere.
Thank you so much. Austin Eastwick, same question for you.
Hi, thanks for the question. I think the first thing we need to address is the lack of listenership due to ultimately the lack of compelling programming on KPFK. So the first thing we need to do is elevate the quality of our programs, which includes refining our content, enhancing our production value. Secondly, we need to bridge generational gaps and incorporate the insights and perspectives of younger voices and younger people in order to attract a wider range of listeners. Like I said earlier, our programming should mirror the diversity of our audience. I think the other side of this is a management problem where every decision is made by a committee, and we have, we have a need for competent management who can get us out of this hole that we've been digging for far too long.
Thank you so much.
Bueno, dice que lo primero es que necesitamos, lo primero es ver que no tenemos suficientes radioescuchas y la razón es porque no tenemos una programación que es elevada, que es de calidad. Dice que él cerraría la brecha generativa porque hay mucha diferencia de las edades y asegurarse de otros aspectos que son muy, muy importantes.
Muchísimas gracias. So now we're vamos a tener que entrar ya a la sección donde estamos hablando ya sobre sus comentarios para cerrar la noche. Now we're going to be moving into the candidate statements and your final candidate statement or your closing statements, that is. And let's begin with let's start with Rizzo Severio, your final closing statement for the night.
Thank you for this opportunity to speak to all. Gracias por esta oportunidad para hablar a todos que están escuchando. Y espero que pueda hacer el trabajo que tengo en la mente. I hope I can do some of the work that I have in mind.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you.
Now let's go to... Charlie, your closing statement.
Okay, I'm going to do it in English and Spanish. One advantage of voting for me is that I have written millions of dollars of grants for my high school and helped to govern spending and programs at my high school. I'm a very patient person who has experienced getting various factions on a governing committee to get along and make progress. If our board doesn't focus on solving our economic problems soon, we may not survive to produce our wonderful shows. It's time to do what we call in education a program of continuous improvement and self-assessment. It's time that we all get serious about finding a pathway to solvency and political growth so that we can provide voices to the airwaves that cannot be heard any other place. My name is Charlie Wilkin. Please take the time to vote. En español, una ventaja de votar por mí es que he escrito millones de dólares en subvenciones para mi escuela secundaria y ayudé a controlar los gastos y los programas en mi escuela secundaria Van Nuys High School. Soy una persona muy paciente que tiene experiencia en lograr las varias facciones en un comité de gobierno se lleven bien y progresen. Si nuestra junta no se enfoca en resolver pronto nuestros problemas económicos, es posible que no sobrevivimos para producir nuestros maravillosos espectáculos. Es hora de hacer lo que llamamos en educación un programa de mejorada continua y autoevaluación. Es hora de que todos tomemos en serio la búsqueda de un camino hacia la solvencia y crecimiento político para que podamos proporcionar voces a las ondas de radio que no se pueden escuchar en ningún otro lugar. Mi nombre es Charlie Wilkin. Tómese el tiempo para votar.
Muchas gracias, Charlie Wilkin. Thank you, Charlie Wilkin. Now, Harvey Wasserman, your closing statement, su comentario final.
Hi there. Well, I love KPFK. I love Pacifica. It is unique. It is a progressive voice that we must make work. We can make it work. We have to have better programming. We also have to shut the Diablo Canyon nuclear power plant. If you want to know more about me, it's Harvey Wasserman, and I have a page at Wikipedia. I've been an activist for God knows how long, 50, 60 years. And it's time that our programming improve. I love that we have Spanish-speaking programming. I'm sorry I don't speak Spanish, but we need more of multilingual programming. We need to reach out to all the communities, and we need to put progressive values in front of everything. Peace, social justice, ecological survival. We need to make Los Angeles a totally solar-powered solartopia, and we need to do it quick. So KPFK Pacifica is the way to do it, and I'm thrilled to be a part of it. Thank you very much. Harvey Wasserman, look me up at Wikipedia.
Thank you, Harvey.
Muchísimas gracias, Harvey. Pues dice Harvey que él adora KPFK Pacífica, la programación en español, aunque no habla español. Le gustaría mucho ver cambios en sociales, de justicia social, cambios de medio ambiente, que se cierren las plantas, la planta nuclear del Diablo. Y él adora Solartopia. So, bueno.
Así es, muchas gracias. Thank you. And Ralph Hawkins, your final closing statement?
Yes, I think I'm a good fit for the board because I have a good sensibility about the geography of the LA area. I've lived in City Terrace and East LA, Washington Heights, Corona, and now I'm in the Inland Empire. So the thing that concerns me is that our signal is so powerful. You know, it's the biggest, baddest thing in the California universe. And I get it just fine here. I'm 50 miles away here in the Inland Empire. So the concern I have is that a lot of these discussions about what we can do and can't do are somewhat LA-centric. You know, I don't see much coming from the Inland Empire or addressing issues out here. And because of the tremendous amount of people moving in, it's a very diverse area. So, I'd like to see more attention paid to the populations that are outside the immediate LA area. I understand it's that way because it takes a lot of shoe leather to organize, and that's much easier in the city. So anyway, that's another one of my concerns, and I'll end with that. Thank you.
Thank you, Ralph.
Okay, dice, bueno, esencialmente quiere ver que haya más atención. Él definitivamente está de acuerdo que es una la señal que tiene KPFK, el alcance que tiene KPFK poderoso. Es bastante poderoso y que hay que utilizarlo, no solamente centrarse en Los Ángeles, pero expandirse también fuera de Los Ángeles. Y sí.
Y sí, lo de este. Muchísimas gracias, Ralph. Now, I think Austin, yeah, Austin Eastwick, your closing statement.
Amigos, estamos en un punto crucial para KPFK. Nuestra misión es clara. Mejorar la programación y dar espacio a voces diversas. Vamos a convertir esta emisora en un encuentro comunitario vibrante. Se trata de ideas y conexiones. Con su apoyo, moderamos un KPFK que nos empodere a través de los medios impedientes. Gracias por acompañarnos en este camino.
Thank you so much. And now we're going to listen to Stephen Meeks' pre-recorded final closing statement.
Vamos a escuchar a
Stephen. My name is Stephen Meeks. There are some really great candidates running to get elected to the board. Post-election, as a collective body for the benefit of the station, common ground must be attained to achieve what's best for the station, not individual personal interests. A blend of expertise, common sense, and finance must prevail to help KPFK fly out of the doldrums. This local treasure, KPFK, must be preserved so future generations can receive its benefit. There's simply too much wealth in this city for KPFK to continue to flounder financially. If elected, I would do what I can, not only to recommend and initiate positive change, but to see that change through for how best it helps the station. My name is Stephen Meeks.
Thank you.
Okay, mi nombre es Stephen Meeks y yo pienso que hay muchos candidatos que son excelentes para esta votación, pero necesitamos encontrar un punto común, ver cómo combinamos lo que es las experiencia de diferentes personas en ya sea finanzas, etcétera, para crear un mejor futuro para KPFK. Dice que es muy difícil ver que aunque vivimos en una ciudad con muchos recursos, con mucho dinero, estamos dejando perder un lugar tan importante como que es KPFK.
Muchas gracias. Michael Novick, how do people, ¿dónde va la gente si quiere votar por alguno o quiere saber más sobre sus candidatos? Where do people go if they want to know more about the candidates?
Elections.pacifica.org, ALACTEONASA, .pacifica.org. I wanted to say two things, actually. One is that one of the solutions that we need is for more people to become members. We have 20,000 or more listeners, only about 5,000 are members. Tenemos 20,000 más o menos radio oyentes, pero solamente 5,000 son miembros que donan dinero a la estación. Para votar necesita que donar dinero o ser voluntario aquí. Entonces, puede llamar esta noche 818-9085-5735. Please call 818-985-5735. Press 2 to donate or go to kpfk.org, kpfk.org para donar a la estación. I do want to say also that this will continue all week. Tenemos 28 candidatos. Entonces, mañana a las 2 de la tarde tenemos otro foro en inglés con otros candidatos y mañana en la noche a las 8:30 también 7 candidatos más en español y seguimos durante los demás de la semana.
818-985-5735. That's the number I need you to call now. Make a donation if you appreciate KPFK's programming and all the wonderful people that participate and help keep this place alive. 818-985-5735. Make a donation anywhere from $100, or if you happen to be a little better off during these times, make it $1,000, make it $10,000. Just go ahead and do it and support KPFK, because without KPFK, you know, you wouldn't be hearing all these wonderful, wonderful content and wonderful people that support this station in our community. Brenda, muchísimas gracias. I want to thank Brenda for all her wonderful help in the great show that she does on Monday. Muchísimas gracias a ti, Brenda.
Pues muchísimas gracias a todos los candidatos por participar, gracias por estar desvelarse esta noche aquí con nosotros. También quiero recordarles nuevamente en español que si quieren ustedes votar, tienen que ser miembros de esta de KPFK. Lo pueden hacer con $25 al mes. Sabemos que es un poco, estamos viviendo un tiempo un poco difícil, pero $25 al mes no es mucho, y puedes tener esa voz en esta comunidad que es Radio KPFK. Por favor, es muy muy importante que nos ayuden, que nos echen la mano. Y quiero repetir nuevamente las palabras que acaba de decir Austin. Vivimos en una ciudad que es una de las ciudades más ricas, y el hecho de que dejemos